Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Well, here we go again, everybody. Eclipse number 3. Yes, tonight, sometime.
I thought it was all cleaned out.
No. Oh, yeah, right. I don't know what parallel reality you're in, but you're, obviously I'm in the wrong one. So, and I got to tell you, it is a free-for-all out there. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. oh, my Lord. And we're all kind of bouncing off the walls with all that we're feeling. A lot of clearing, a lot of healing, familial dynamics. Deep patterns are surfacing for more healing. Miracles and changes coming in right and left, you know. In the midst of all of this, it's kind of like, you know, one of those old-time movies, like a Charlie Chaplin movie, you know, where you're kind of watching everything is choppy and happening so fast. breakthroughs and breakdowns. At any rate, a very, very exciting time. The last of 3 eclipses, this one includes the Cardinal Grand Cross. I thought it was with the solstice. It was not. So
what does the Cardinal Grand Cross do to our sense of humor? I mean, what is?
I don't know, but I know that we're going to have the influences for about 2 months. So I'm going to read a little bit of what Deb says here, your friend Deb at lovedogdesign.com. The third eclipse of the moon in 4 weeks occurs late tonight. Side of Cancer, this moon is concerned with what the heart knows and what it longs for, where it finds refuge. Opposed in the night sky by Pluto, this Cancer moon will feel like a Demeter wandering the literal world in search of her beloved child, only to discover that there is nowhere in time to turn to the answer for her longing. Cancer carries us deeply into our concerns for our families and home. And boy, this has been playing out huge for me.
And me.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that we're in
a we're in this together. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, thank you. Did you want to break into song? You usually do.
And, not yet. I'm thinking about it.
And because tonight's moon is eclipsed, it reveals to us emotions we've pushed away again and again. Some of them so intense that we have told ourselves we dare not give them rein. But once noticed and felt, these will transform into an emotional depth, both new and healing. And boy, again, feeling this one big time. again and again, we ask how to move through these times filled to overwhelming with all that makes the heart break. How to continue on when our deepest refuge, our human heart, is breaking. And maybe the answer is simple and profoundly tender. Maybe we are asked to let our heart break wide open. When I read that tonight, I started to cry, and I went, I did that Saturday, and it was so unbelievably painful that I thought, you know, thank God I know all I know, or I'd be in the hospital. another insight here from Allison Ray of Hey Allie, Allie.com. This is a great piece if you don't get the things from Squirrel. Deb at lovedogdesign.com. Well, it's lovedogdesign.com. This is a friend of yours, Veronica, and she has her own website. Squirrel doesn't send these out, but you can go on and sign up for her newsletters, and she does some really great work. Deep within, a profound shift pulses rhythmically as the sun, earth, and moon move into alignment for the third and final eclipse of this solstice season on Friday, July 1st. The light of 1,000 spiritual suns shines beyond. The air swells with potential. I don't know why this is making me cry tonight. This new moon solar eclipse forms a volatile grand cross configuration that easily expresses as chaos. In the physical world, wildfires rage, rivers overflow, politics wreak havoc, tropical storms are brewing, seeping oil, radiation continue to threaten Earth's ecosystems, as homes and lives are shattered, tension mounts. And yet there is peace, hushed stillness pregnant with expectancy. Something's about to burst as new life pushes through the birth canal. This Friday, the Sun and Moon in Cancer oppose Pluto in Capricorn and square the opposition of Uranus in Aries and Saturn in Libra, creating a rare and auspicious grand cross in cardinal signs. Similar configurations have been forming, dissolving, and reforming since last year and will continue through 2012. I can barely say that.
Good. Oh, great.
Yeah, but this one is unique in two ways. First, the new moon sun will be partially eclipsed, plus the eclipse aligns with the great star of Sirius. This is a rare cosmic moment to be savored and honored. The entire eclipse series, June 1 new moon through July 1 new moon, is essentially one big eclipse, and I'm sure we all would agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
A shadow crossing our awareness for a full 28 days. Friday's alignment tomorrow is the culmination of this remarkable series. The effects are felt to our very souls, and boy, I'll tell you, everybody, they have been. So much of what we thought about the world, this reality, who we are, and what we've created is crumbling. We'll be integrating and implementing the changes initiated during this sequence for years to come. Did I get an awe out of you for a
long time? I just said, wow.
Yeah. So, and how's it been showing up in your, you've been doing a lot of family stuff?
Yes, a tremendous amount. I have my grandson for the summer. Hello.
Wow.
And, yeah, there's a lot of family things. I find that my ex and his wife kind of confronted me on one level yesterday and today was my family of origin, and all in 24 hours. I'm like, okay, so it's really coming up anywhere that I'm sacrificing myself and my self-esteem around all of that, you know.
Wonderful.
It's a lot. I've been whining and crying, but nobody really cares, so I'm trying to keep clearing.
No, that's all you can do. We almost lost the babies this last weekend,
oh,
the twins.
No. Oh, my.
And, well, we thought we were going to. So we have 4 weeks of, you know, being careful and sending lots of, you know, their heartbeats are strong and they're doing great. But first trimester can be, and, you know, they're such powerful beings. I'm like, I've never worked so hard on babies in my life. You know, I've always been pretty pragmatic about all this, not these two. And
that's exciting.
It's very exciting. They're big. They're really big. And when they were, when there was trauma, it was interesting how I felt it. It was very, very, very deep. But what was even more interesting is it was orchestrated. And so I spent Saturday going through familial stuff with my granddaughter, 3 hours on the phone, and literally got to the point of heartbreak where my heart hurt so bad. Thank God I know all I know, so I've been having a lot of this lately, where I didn't run to the hospital and say, I'm having a heart attack.
You mean it's about things that you shared through the lineage?
It's things that she has been through in this lifetime in her family.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's really interesting with this girl because she's such a powerful being, but she sleeps all the time, and she can't be around people very long. I've never seen a child. We've had everything tested on her. She just sleeps all the time.
Is she the one having the twins?
No, this is the other granddaughter.
Hmm.
And what's fascinating is now I understand why. After we started sorting and walking through and peeling away, okay, how she had perceived and took these things on that happened around her. Horrendous, horrendous things. Things, believe me, I can honestly say to you, I didn't want to know, but I knew that I had to be there to help her unwind them so that she could reclaim these parts of herself. Hmm. And she called me at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. At the end of 3 hours, I was plots.
Really?
And I'm just coming out of it now.
Aww.
I mean, it was that deep. And I thought, okay, this is huge. Huge to see, you know. And then I started looking at it from all different kinds of perspectives. And I thought, you know, for all the lineage work I do, you know, here's the big hee-haw to me, okay? For all the lineage work I do, I realized that she had to come in as this huge soul that she was, and she was the most loving, beautiful baby I've ever seen in my life. Never stopped laughing. And I saw how really jaded. I mean, she's been dealing with this. Why am I so jaded? You know, why am I so guarded now? And as we're trying to peel away and peel away and peel away circumstances that were just absolutely out of, you know, a Stephen King novel. I mean, it was like, what?
Wow, really?
Oh, my God. And the interesting part was that as I kept pulling back to look at the bigger picture and realizing that we have all these people that come in and play all these interesting roles, I'm not talking about her, but those around her, and we put such judgment on it, this is dark, this is light, this is good, this is bad. But as a group, and everybody who's listening tonight, I mean, we took on the most amazing familial dynamics, whether we took them on with mom or dad or both, siblings, children, whatever, in ways that are so complex, so multidimensional, and our little 10% of our brain that we're using, you know, some of you may be using 12, 13, 15% right now, is still not enough to be able to grasp this. We can't go into the multidimensional aspects of this in their totality to understand the complexity of what we're doing and how it feeds into the bigger picture. We might get a little bit of it, okay, a piece of it, but we're not going to get all of it yet. We can't. We're not equipped. And I think it would bust the game in all sincerity. But there has to be, and I say this to all of you that are listening, and Veronica, you too. We took on so much. It's a freaking miracle we're all alive. I mean, I know in my own life, I took on so much, but I always felt that I had some, you know, incredible protection, that it was okay if I did it, but not those I loved. You don't know where that came from, I have no idea. But I felt that I was equipped, that I was being prepared for something. I had that knowing going on in my head, no matter what came at me. But if you take a kid who may not have that built in and has to try to field it, and especially those that are very loving and very neutral and try to keep peace and so on, that just get beat to a pulp, okay? And you think, oh, my God. And, of course, in your case, Veronica, you know, you've always been loving and caring and so on, and you've gotten beat up all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah, but I'm noticing that the same thing as what you're saying is that when I see my daughter's soul journey, I'm absolutely horrified, and yet you're right. We think we can handle it. We know what we're doing, and they shouldn't have to deal with it. That isn't so at all.
No, I know.
Well, I think it helps me to hear that, hear that put out loud. I go, doing, that's me, huh? You know,
well, I think, you know, I'm delusional. I'm the first to admit that I think that it's okay for me to suffer, but, you know, don't let my family suffer like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case because we took on, listen, when we all cross over, we're finding that bar, okay, in the cosmos where we all got together. I don't know whose idea it was to come to Earth, but everybody had a resounding, oh, let's go too. And
you got some kind of a deal. If you go, so many of you get a real deal on your.
It must have been, yeah, a tenfer or something. And I feel it's like with the twins coming in, you know, like the reinforcements are coming. You know, that's kind of how it feels to me. Like, thank you, God, reinforcements. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but I'm really serious about it. It's like, oh, thank you. And in order for them to come, we had to do the work that we did in order to make it okay for them to come in.
Right. And I liked what you said a little bit earlier, which was that, and we really are not able to see the whole picture yet.
No! Believe me, on a good day. I mean, I do some really amazing people, and you know, we'll be doing something and look. Well, we can't look at each other, but you know, energetically looking at each other, going, "Are you kidding me? Where did this crap come from?" You know, and even trying to noodle it in our heads. You know, what is this? You know, this. You know, because we can't really grasp the concepts as much as we can talk about them and think we grasp them. But the whole polarity game that we play on Earth is very different. That, and I'm not saying that there isn't polarity other places, but the way that consciousness and everything else was designed on Earth, it's pretty amazing. I really want to meet the people that wrote this shit up, okay? I'll be the first in line with my complaint filing. And, you know, not real. I mean, I have to congratulate them because the, you know, I've always known I was involved in the development of human consciousness. I absolutely will not take responsibility for this mess.
Well, I keep seeing cartoons as you're saying all that. My head is going into these cartoons of like the right side of my head and the left side of the head are like both holding different pictures and trying to somehow make a picture of it with the polarities. You know?
Oh, it's just, it's so, and what's surfacing right now is deep, deep, deep masculine, feminine, I mean the crevasse, the deep pain, the deep hurt, the deep, and you know, I'm seeing it with, I mean, every session is like 10 sessions right now. I went to my chiropractor, and he was just sick as a dog, and I looked at him, and I said, 10 sessions each, huh? And he said, God, and even then you can't always shake it off. And I said, I know. Even my dermatologist, who is very sensitive, has to take a nap at every lunchtime.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes, because he's energetically very sensitive. If he could figure out how to do faces and skin and not have to be, you know, touch people or see them, he'd do it. But he hasn't been able to figure it out.
I've been getting the shakes lately. I mean, not in a normal way of like blood sugar or something, but more like these really odd vibrational things that are running through. And my whole body is just like sort of like a fine shake.
Oh. Almost like you're coming apart.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm really peaceful, and I go, oh, this is really weird. I'm shaking like I'm in a blender, and I'm very calm, you know.
Well, so much of mine has been heart, and I swear, I mean, I've almost been afraid to go to sleep at night. I'm sleeping propped up on pillows, you know, just in case I have to run somewhere, you know. I'm like,
oh, my God.
And I know that it's, I mean, it's all calming down now, but shoulders, chest, sternum, you know, feed the soul, ribs, oh, the pain has been unbelievable, but I know that this is clearing, 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 clearing. It also makes me realize how deeply we can take this stuff on, how, again, for all you star beings out there, you feel the highs higher, the lows lower. as I said, a miracle you're all alive. Seriously. That you made it through. And everybody's had challenges on top of that. You know, it's not, this has not been a cakewalk. And, you know, again, I give tons of credit. Go on to Bonnie's blog, please. You know, livethelifeyoulove.com. Click on blog. And I'm so damn tired. She did some stuff for me on Facebook. I haven't even been able to open Facebook to look at it. I can barely get through the day. And at the end of the day, I'm just plotzed. I'm done. I am toasted. You know, I'm just toasted. I mean, not complaining. I'm just thinking, okay, this is some big energy. So, again, lots of people having shoulder stuff. Lots of heart chakra, digestion, grounding issues, back, breathing, shoulders, chest, the whole gamut. Your stuff is very interesting as well. Familial stuff, oh my God.
I think we'd be done with that by now.
No, are you kidding? That's the glue that holds this all together. Okay, you know, hello, that's like eating the chocolate, the hot fudge off the bottom of the sundae. No, doesn't work that way.
Oh, gee.
Now, as, you know, Deb had stated earlier, the breaking of my heart in order to pass through the eclipse series to connect with dear Sirius and all the magic ahead. And I really want to say here about Sirius. Sirius is really in charge of, if you will, the whole connecting thing right now. We are under the charge of Sirius. And, you know, Lazarus started channeling 18 years ago, Lazarus was preparing everybody for their connection to Sirius. Okay? Bless Lazarus. I love you, Lazarus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now it's so, so clear. So if you can, you know, during the dog days of summer, which will begin, I think, the 3rd or 4th, do go out and spend as much time in the evening as you can under the stars and just get that energy in the downloads. Very powerful stuff. Really powerful stuff.
That's starting the beginning of July?
Yeah, let's see. Well, it starts actually with the eclipse tomorrow. So, yeah. And, no, the 3rd or 4th is, the last, I don't know, all the Mayan stuff. And I just looked at that and went, I am not even adding that.
Enough is enough.
Really?
Well, because they all have a similar effect, it means they're just waving through us anyway.
Oh, Lord. Well, also miracles and magic. And a dear sister, cosmic sister of mine, contacted me today, and her ex-husband, who is in his last stages of life, created a trust, and his attorney contacted her to have lunch because he wants her to know that she's in the trust.
Hmm.
She's not certain what she's getting, and, you know, he's lost a lot of what he had. He was very, very, very wealthy. But again, a miracle. I mean, you know, she's always been there for him through his illnesses and his, and, you know, certainly we've done a lot of work on him to help him stay alive. God bless him. He's got a constitution. Anybody else would have been dead years ago. And, but to me, it's because of her integrity and her inner beauty that this is coming to her. And I, again, these miracles coming out of the blue, out of the blue. I'm seeing them over and over again. And they just pop in. Holding patterns. And I want to talk about this. This is really important. Right now, we've been in this very unique kind of a holding pattern where we haven't been able to do a lot of the things we normally do. Like, you know, me, I'd be at the gym every night if I could. And with all this shoulders and all this stuff, I haven't been able to do what I normally do, which is very frustrating to me. And I know it's all energetic, and the chiropractors tell me it is, but I can't get past it, so I'm being held down. And I'm finding, because I know this surgery that I've got coming up, again, more clearing of the mother in that second chakra. And thank you, Lane, for pointing that out. And that I'm having to be quiet. Not that I have the energy to be anything else, but but we are in a holding pattern. And I've talked to other people, too, who have all these things kind of on simmer, but nothing's moving forward.
Oh, okay. That's common, too.
I'm sorry?
That's common in my world as well.
Yes, exactly. It feels like we know that there's this, we know that there's this, but nothing's happening.
Right.
And so it's very, very important not to feel that you failed or anything's not going to come to fruition. This just isn't the time. You really can't handle it right now. Okay? Our focus needs to be on moving through this energetically and this huge opening that we're going through. And it's big. It's like being cracked open. You know how you have those nutcrackers with the nuts on the table in the holidays?
Yes.
That's how I feel. I feel like somebody shoved me in one of those and cracked. You know? And I'm not excited. I do laugh about this stuff, but also dealing with, you know, I think so many people are still carrying this sense of shame and being flawed around the stuff that they've encountered through their familial experience, okay? And I think it's gone in deep, and as much work as we've done on shadow and shame and so on, I still think that there are pieces in there. As people look around at their lives and say, why am I not doing my great work? Why have things not changed? Why am I still working for the power company? You know, those kinds of things. Why don't I have more sessions? Why don't I have more this? Why don't I have more that? When I know that I have so much to bring forward. And it just hasn't been time. We're still getting to that piece, and you mentioned it earlier, Veronica, of self-value and self-love. Because if you're not there, you can't get that other stuff put together. That makes sense?
Yep. That's a pretty tall order in this society when there's so much clearing going on and so much disruption going on.
Well, it's like you with your grandson.
Mm-hmm.
You're having an opportunity for him to connect with you at a level that allows him to expand and hold more of the vibration he came to bring here.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever the circumstances are that got him to your house, you know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, I sure do.
Okay. And, you know, as I also look around, and it's been a real challenge to me not to blame or to make wrong. Oh, this has really been a challenge. Anyone in my own family, as I look at these different circumstances, and say, okay, if you can pull out and look at this from a much bigger perspective, how do you know that they aren't working on some big piece that you don't totally understand? Even though it appears that it comes from a different perspective. Because, you know, when I look at them from a soul level, I love them. I don't see them as bad or dark or whatever. But it would be very easy, which is what we do. You know, this is humans, okay? We are geared to blame. That's what humans do. They must find someone or something to blame for every circumstance. Haven't you noticed that?
Oh, yes.
It's built into the system. And if they can't find anybody else to blame, they'll blame themselves. A lot of times they blame themselves and the other person, system, whatever. But nevertheless, this blame piece, and when you don't get to assign blame, and you can say, okay, I'm going to come up here a few more notches and a few more notches, and I'm going to look at this from a much higher perspective. And from that higher perspective, how do I know that the role they're playing isn't dynamic and wasn't agreed to by the other family members? How does that one sit with you?
My first question, of course, is, so how do we extricate ourselves from that?
We have to get out of... first thing, getting out of judgment and blame.
Okay.
The only way you can extricate yourself is to get out of judgment and blame. Because that's the easy way. That's the easy way. I mean, I really played with this in depth. Okay? Really, 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 really played with this in depth. And because mothers by nature, the first thing they do is look at whether or not they screwed up. Well, I didn't teach them that. They never learned that at home. You know, that's what they... So, of course, you know, that's the first place you could zero that one out, you know. See that? I'm blameless. You know, do the Johnny Carson thing, you know, clap the hands. But still looking for the blame. Where do I assign blame? Okay. So when you move out of that aspect of it and you say, okay, was there an agreement to clear? Because I'm really clueless as far as the lineage stuff in the family. I mean, I just totally detached, clueless. Not now, it could have passed through and gone to, I don't know. What I do know is that everybody in my particular family, they're huge freaking souls, wouldn't want to take any of them on in the dark. Big. I mean, you put them all in my house. I have to put them on the patio. I try to get them all in the house, and the house is like breathing, you know. However, then we add race. We're not talking human race here. We're talking other races into that as another component. And we look at what are we really bringing together here? How much bigger is this than we know? And I'm not trying to sensationalize it, and I'm not trying to say, well, rather than look at the dark side of this, I'm going to sensationalize it and make it really, I'm going to put a positive spin on it. What I think is that we almost really need to look at that, because there's so many pieces that when we look at families don't make sense. Has your family ever made sense to you, Veronica?
No. Well, I always thought I understood if only this, and this would happen, it would all be fine. So that took me about 55 years to know that that would never be fine because they had a different...
Well, and that's really the negative ego and codependence. Anytime we think if they just... Believe me, I've battled this one all my life with one of my children. If they just do this, everything would be fine. If they just be this, everything would be fine. And it took years for me to get in a relationship where I ran that energy hugely because he was so very much like her, my daughter. And I realized, oops, Houston, we got a problem.
Well, mine was hilarious because I thought, you know, being a psychic little kid, and I know you know what that's like, I'm watching everybody.
Yes. Else.
If they would just talk about it, then it wouldn't be, because I knew everybody was hiding whatever their feeling was, and I could see
right.
it. I'm like, why don't we just talk about it? And I think I was 51 in a hypnotherapy course when I found out that direct conversation will put 50% of the population into a trance. And I literally started to guffaw in the classroom. I'd been trying to be direct and clear, and it literally 50% of the population will go into a trance if you do that. Did you know that?
Well, and the question is, why do they go into a trance? Because they don't want to deal with it.
Or can't. I
or
think
can't.
Even, yeah.
Or
but I
cannot.
Mean, it's hilarious, because there I thought, if I could only blah, blah, then, of course, it was wrong.
Okay, so we take another step, because they're also dealing with subjective reality, and what's true for you in your observation doesn't necessarily mean it's true for them in their experience.
Yeah. They think I have a problem.
Well, again, subjective reality, we're all playing out our version of the script.
I know.
So I keep looking at, when this is all over, I think we're all going to be high-fiving each other, going, wow, what a great job you did. You know? What a great victim you played. What a great hero. What a great, you know, son of a gun. I really do think so. I think it's going to be a real surprise.
I just hope, you know what? My only question here, Jackie, and you probably can answer this better, but I just keep hoping it isn't a matter of like 15 lifetimes before we get to the high five. You know what I mean?
No. I'm going to bring the team in because I know they want to talk about this. All right, hold on. All right. Well, what she's really doing is having us talk about the things that she didn't get to. But you see, the humor of all of this actually is whether or not we co-creatively wrote or no. So, all right, now. You're concerned, Veronica, about 15 lifetimes, and it's a valid concern. We would recommend that you don't go there. Right. We would recommend that you decide to align with the version of reality where you get it in this one. All right?
But you know what I was thinking about was that if we're working so hard to get it in this one, and there's a whole bunch of people who aren't, who don't really care about that at all, it's not even in their lexicon at this point, how are we going to sort of pop off the planet and all high-five each other?
Wait a minute. That's not your problem right now.
Oh, darn.
Your problem is to focus on what you want to create.
That's true.
All right. You yeah. stay within that reality and that intention of what you choose to create.
Right.
Don't worry about them. All right?
Okay.
Because the truth is, they could get it like that. They could literally, and we have people that are doing that, waking up one morning and seeing their entire reality through completely different eyes, like they've awakened from a dream. So it is possible for it to happen. We're going to give you that possibility. Now, that's pretty exciting. But you see, when you limit the universe based on your cognitive skills, you limit the universe. Because what you're really sending out to the universe is, I believe this is all you can create. And what happens when you do that? The universe delivers it to you, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. So don't you want to keep your options wide open?
Yes.
We think so, too. We think so, too. We're constantly on the channel about it within her own personal life, not possibilities of healings and so on. She has no limits for those. It's within her own personal stuff that she has to look at these other things. Too much time on her hands. Now,
I don't think she has much time, does she?
Well, not much that she's in body. Right. All right. Let's talk about something very important right now. And that's the choices that you're making. This is really based on what you said, Veronica. The choices that you're making right now, the crossroads that you're at right now, and it's already, you've already hit. Remember, from March to October, you're cramming 12 years into 9 months. And that's got to tell you how fast things are moving. And that's why any limiting thoughts, all right, is like throwing a piece of iron on the railroad tracks. You don't want to do that. All right? You've heard railroad wheels squeak when they hit iron. You don't want to do that. All right? You want to allow the energies to flow and move, flow and move, flow and move. Now, here's the choices. And you're seeing people make these choices. This is your concern, and we understand it very, very well. Some people are still going with the fear choices. The black and white. It's this or this. Choices. All right? Look at the world. Look at the news. We're doomed. Armageddon, etc. The other path, right, is the one that allows things the way that it really works, the way that it really works, with the universe delivering, which it always did, based on your thoughts and feelings, beliefs, attitudes, choices, decisions, and expectations. And even better, because most of you can't conjure up how wonderful things could be, because you're all pretty shell-shocked right now anyway.
That's for sure.
All right. That it can be miraculous. That's why miracles have to come out of the blue. They have to get you in between thoughts so that you don't block them. All right. Now, what's happening is that you're moving along these paths so fast that there's a huge crevasse between them. And the ability to hop back and forth, all right, is less and less. Now, if there's going to be any place where you have some difficulty, this is it. You've talked about this, all of you, in different ways. Other people have talked about it on your computer and channelings and this and that. But you're in the real game now. The real game. Where the ability to cross over. All right. The potential for that is getting more and more narrow. Because they'll be dealing with too much fear, too many obstacles. They won't be able to hold a high enough resonance to pop over to the other choice. And allowing them to take that path. And you just said it, Veronica. When you try to talk to them about it, they don't want to hear it, do they?
No.
All right? That's the path that they're taking. They don't care what you say or think. Some of you have children doing this. Some of you have partners doing this. Some of you have parents doing it. Some of you have friends doing it. And some of you catch yourselves doing it. Oh, God, there was another fear thought. Stop that! As you hit yourself in the forehead. I know better. I just felt my resonance lower the minute I went there. a while back, we did a meditation with all of you, working with your future self. And you connected to your future selves, and your future selves are pulling you forward now. Allow them to pull you forward. Now, what we will see here, since you've all been dealing with the Mayan calendar and the channel didn't want to throw that in, which we understand. Barely get her notes done as it is. Is that at a certain point, the Mayans just disappeared, didn't they? To the rest of humanity. That's all we're going to say. We just want you to play with that. Play with that. Now, your 2012, the end of 2012, and we want to clarify this for those of you that are listening tonight. All right? There will be no ships that come and take you off Earth. All right? There have been inquiries as to that possibility. No, that's not going to happen. There are no slave ships coming to take you off the planet. Somebody's watching too much television or movies. All right? You, as a collective consciousness, have asked for time to create what you're creating. And it's a bit of a push-pull right now going on out there about when is the right time to intercede, when is the right time to intervene. And we want you to understand that because you are making such huge strides, as a race, which right now you're a part of a human race, you have accomplished more than ever was thought possible. And we do mean this. It was never expected of you. Now, some of you came in believing it could be done, and we credit you with your... what for some were thought to be quite the fantasies. But you've proven that you can do it. And you're on your way. And so is a collective. If you can think of a group authority where you all meet, kind of like your Congress, you know. As a collective, you've said, no. We could go further. Now, there's a very fine line about at what point is so critical that the Earth needs assistance? And yet we have people, you that we're talking to, who are actively working with your magic. And there are others that are doing the same thing to help change outcomes on the planet. And then there are a lot of others. They're waiting for somebody to come and save you. We do not judge either way. But when you talk about the time when you would high five, as the channel said, high five, all right, at that point, we believe that you all want to be able to say, I gave it my all. I put everything into it. I worked my magic. I worked with reality creation. I worked with Earth. I worked with the environment. I worked with the animal kingdom. I worked with all of the realms. That's exciting. And we promise you, people, that the celebration that you will have and feel will be beyond anything you can imagine for what you've accomplished. You're going to take Earth to the tipping point and beyond. For many of you, you're going to go way beyond that. Now, at the end of 2012, you're not going to wake up in some other dimension and everybody else is gone. But you will have laid the foundation. The foundation. Enough light to assure that all the changes will happen. And we know that many of you are, oh God, look at everything that's going to happen in a year and a half. How is it going to possibly happen? And we can't make it. No, can't. And if you're thinking about all of that, you're not in the present moment, which is where you need to be. Creating as much magic and beauty and wonder as you possibly can. And love. And love of self. How many of you call on God, call on Goddess, call on all that is, the infinite, the ineffable, and believe that you're loved enough to bring that love through you to touch others? When you believe that, absolutely, completely, totally, wholly, not because you're special, not because you're more than anybody else, but to be a vehicle for that love, to help empower others, that's exponential shift. That's exponential growth. That's exponential change. When you can accept that you may not totally understand everything that's going on, but you're doing the best you can, developing your relationships with your star friends and multidimensional friends and all the different beautiful realms on your planet, and the masters, beings of light, all of the ways in which the infinite manifests, where you can feel loved and supported by all of that all the time. You're living heaven on earth. Your version of heaven on earth. And you will always feel safe all the time. And you will live your magic. Your ability to create and manifest out of thin air. That is coming. And you don't realize how close you all are. Does it require to continue to unhook, unthread, unweep? Yes. But it's what you took on. It's what you agreed to. You're doing it for just yourselves? No. But you're amazing creators, all of you. Every one of you. And every one of you are here to have impact. And you're doing it now. It won't be some strike of lightning with the voice of God. Hello, Veronica.
Oh, darn.
No, we know. We used you as an example, dear. Not as a... But you know what we're saying. Mm-hmm. All right. Veronica, you want to talk about your show?
Yes, but I'm not sure who my guest is coming Tuesday at 8 o'clock, but the week after is Suzanne Eder talking about manifesting and creating, and the week after that is Kathleen Ingram talking about equine therapy again. She's been on once before and is very exciting about what she's creating using horses. So the next 3 weeks will be pretty exciting. I'm still in blank next week.
All right. And this show about the horses, very important, people.
Yes. It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes. The information that will be coming through as it relates to the animal kingdom, especially the next year and a half, is going to be so exciting. And your understanding and relationship to the animal kingdom will expand dramatically. Dramatically. Your honoring of them, working with them, co-creating with them, and understanding that it was always happening all the time, you just didn't know.
I guess the animals, especially, I'm conscious of horses, are releasing just as we are, aren't they? They're beginning to trust us more and working with us more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are horses that absolutely know if they're, we don't have to say owners, but if their tenders come and they're not in a good space, the horse will not want to be ridden. Will not want to make those energetic connections. You're going to start doing a lot more work around chakra connections with animals. Oh, you're going to, you have so much ahead for all of you. It's such an exciting time. Stay out of absolutes if you can. We would like to work with all of you tonight, during this eclipse, this amazing time, to open your heart as far as you are ready, as far as you are ready, maybe a little further, if you are willing, to look at the things that you dared not dream of. In some cases, the things that hurt so deeply you didn't want to touch again. But the purpose of all this is to reclaim those parts of yourself so that you can love more fully and receive love more fully than ever before. So if you will call us in, it will be our joy to work with you. We love you all so very much. We honor you for walking through this without having all of the answers. The trust, the faith, the research, and the searching that you've all done. You're amazing. And you're honored. You are loved. All of you. Love yourselves, people. Be gentle with yourselves right now. Don't be critical. Don't be self-critical. This is not the time to do that. You've had enough of this in this lifetime of being criticized and judged and measured. Disappointed, hurt. So be the loving person to you that you desired all along instead of the critical one. We love you all, Veronica. We love you.
And you. Thank you.
Until we speak with you all again in this format. Namaste, everyone. Okay, I know we're on air because we don't have anybody else. All right, everyone. We love you all. Remember, a piece of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in you, and it can be no other way. We really are one. And I honor you all for the path that you're on. God, Phil's shocked is though we maybe a little bit.
Maybe we keep a sense of humor.
Absolutely, there's. Night, Ronnie. Love you. Love you, everyone.
Good night, Jackie. Love to you. Good night, everyone.
Night.